Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Karaku, Pitimor, and those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. It is a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. Welcome to Inside Finance, and without a shadow of a doubt, this program is always a joy to have and to share information with you. And as you know, every week we try to talk to somebody different from within the Ministry of Finance, and I've learned so much. There's so much departments within the Ministry of Finance. Today I will be talking to Mr. Kerry Peer, who is the head of the Debt Management Unit within the Ministry of Finance. We'll be talking about the Regional Government Securities Market, RGSM. And so you'll hear about that and really understand what is it. Do you know who is the agent for that? I'm sure many of you do not know. I didn't know, and I'm sure I hope to learn that during the time here. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I'll be talking to Mr. Kerry Peer here, who is the head of the Debt Management Unit.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back, folks. I am Stanford Simon and this is Inside Finance. With me in the studio is Mr. Kerry Peer, who is the head of the Debt Management Unit here within the Ministry of Finance. Welcome to Inside Finance, Mr. Kerry.
Pleasant good day to you, Pastor Simon, and it's a pleasure to be back here again to share with you and with our listeners, you know, more on what's happening in the Ministry of Finance, especially as it relates to public debt, and with a special emphasis on the RGSM, the Regional Government Securities Market.
Well, you have been here quite a lot. I want to go back a little bit to bring what we're going to talk about in perspective. Talk to us about what is public debt.
Debt refers to the government's debt, the country's debt. When we speak of public debt, at times we speak of what you might hear as central government's debt, which refers to the debt of the government, of the core government. Mm-hmm. And then you hear we speak of public sector debt, which speaks of central government debt, including statutory bodies, any government guarantees. If government would have guaranteed a debt of a company, and we consider that an implicit debt or an explicit debt, meaning that if something goes wrong with the company, government assumes the debt, we would have signed out on that. Some of those are not explicit, they're implicit, meaning that they belong to the debt belongs to a state-owned enterprise or a statutory body. It's not on government's books, but it's on the books of a company that is basically part of government. So at the end of the day, we also have to look at that as a possibility that we would have to pay later on in the future. So when we speak of the public debt, we speak of all of the sums of monies that government owes or may have to pay, you know, as it relates to its operation.
So if one of the statutory bodies fail, it means government would be responsible for the debt that they have.
Most likely we will be responsible. Okay. And I say most likely because in some cases we would have guaranteed the loans. Right. And if we guarantee the loans, we have a legal obligation to fulfill. Assume the loan if they fail.
So who are the main creditors of the government?
Okay, we classify the creditors in my different categories. We have what we call the multilateral organizations. Mm. We speak of the IMF, the CDB, a lot of these international banks that lend to multitude of governments and other other agencies. We speak of our bilateral creditors, and these are the countries with which we have loan agreements. So we may take a loan from China. Mm. We have loans with Trinidad. We have loans with you know other countries. Those are our bilateral creditors. We also have the commercial banks. Government often goes to the commercial banks and borrow. And we have what we call our bond and bill holders. Those are the securities that we issue on the stock market, and we have investors who would invest in our securities.
So these are the people who hold government debts.
Yes.
That leads me to the meat of the matter. Now, what is the regional government securities market, RGSM? We've heard about it. It has been there, but many of us don't quite understand what it is.
As the name suggests, it says market. And market, by definition, speaks to a place where buying and selling takes place.
Okay.
And that is exactly what the RGSM is. It's a market where government securities are bought and sold. And it's usually done through an auctioning process. And when I say government securities, you would hear us speak about government treasury bills or government treasury bonds. Bills, the treasury bills or T-bills, as they're most commonly referred to, speak to short-term securities or short-term IOUs, short-term loans. Mm-hmm. And the bonds speak to a medium and long-term loan. So when we speak about treasury bills, you would normally hear about a 91-day bill or a 180-day bill.
So that's
simply meaning that we borrow from our investors for a period of 91 days mm-hmm. or a period of 180 days. The bonds speak to periods much longer than that. So you may have a medium term, which is 2 years. You may hear 7 years. I've just returned from Canada on a short study tour. They have bonds that go as much as 30 years. So they borrow from whoever it is that is interested in investing in them for a period of over 30 years. They've issued bonds for 30 years.
So that person would be holding government debt for 30 years.
For 30 years.
Now, what are the main objectives of the RGSM?
The RGSM gives government an opportunity to borrow cash in the short term, short and long term. Mm. In the short term, to deal with what we call cash flow issues. If by our predictions we realize that, look, for example, in August, government is going to have to spend a large sum of cash in August. But what we are going to collect in August in terms of revenues is not going to meet that level of expenditure that we need to do. So we will prepare very early what is called a prospectus or intent to go on the stock market mm-hmm. to raise cash. So we might decide, okay, we have a shortfall in August for about $30 million. We will choose to go on the stock market and say, look, we need $30 million end of June for 91 days. And in 91 days, we would repay that $30 million. And there is an active auction. Brokers will bid on the behalf of their clients mm-hmm. to actually lend us that money. We normally have a cap. We would say, look, we're not going to pay anything more than 4%.
Okay.
Because it's an auction, the bidders are bidding. So a bidder might say, well, look, I can lend you the money, or I can lend you a portion of the money at 3%. Somebody else might bid and say, well, I can lend you all of the money, or 50% of the money at 2%. At the closing of the bid, the managers of the securities market, the ECCB, they would now say, well, all right, here's what we've noticed. We have 4 or 5 bidders mm-hmm. who all, with their collective bids, have arrived at the total that you require and the maximum percentage that they're willing to, or the minimum percentage that they're willing to loan you these funds at, it's at 2%. And as simple as that, government would have been able to secure on the securities market, $30 million at 2% in the short term.
In the short term.
And what you would find, you notice I said that we had a cap at 4%. Mm-hmm. If you go to the commercial bank for a loan, you would realize that the commercial bank would charge you 7, 8, 9, 10.
Much higher.
So we are able to access financing on the securities market at a cheaper rate. But it's not just government benefiting. You have investors out there who, if they would have placed their funds in a savings account or a deposit account, they're not even going to make as much as that based on what the banks are offering at this point in time. So it's an opportunity for investors as well to have higher returns than they may have had than putting their monies in a savings account in the bank. And it's over a short period of time. And that means that the risk of them not getting their returns is also diminished.
Can you tell us why government issue debt instruments on the regional government security market?
Well, government needs to raise funds to carry out its activity. At this point in time, economic activity in the country, while it does generate surpluses, we find that we raise enough revenues in order to meet our recurrent expenses, to pay salaries, to pay the electricity bills, to service our vehicles. You would find that, as I mentioned earlier, you may have a cash flow problem, meaning that at the point in time when you need cash, cash may not necessarily be there. Mm-hmm. So you need a short-term solution to deal with that. So that's one reason.
Right.
Uh-huh. You have other reasons as well. What you may find is that for government's capital investment, it's investments in roads, in infrastructure. The sum of money that is needed is so large that we don't have it sitting in the bank. So you need to find ways of getting it. One might be through grants. One might be through getting investors, so foreign direct investors, to come in and actually invest in this infrastructure. Or government would need to raise the funds itself to do that in that investment. And those are principally the reasons why we go to the stock exchange.
So with that in mind, now, what are some of the benefits? Because if government are doing this, there must be the benefit. What are some of the benefit to government of issuing debt on the regional stock market? What are some of the benefits that we get out of that?
Well, the primary benefit to government is, one, access to cash at a low interest rate.
Okay, low interest
rate. That is financially sound. You have access to the investment that you need, and you have it at a low interest rate. Another advantage is that in going to the stock exchange, what you have is a number of different investors giving you monies to, or loaning you monies, not giving you monies, to the sum that you need. So your risk
is spread.
Is spread across a variety of investors. And to give you an example, if we were to go to any one of the banks and to take out 100 million from any one of the banks to any investment, the moment the bank is in any problems, for example, they may have a strong demand on government to repay as soon as possible because they need back their cash. You know, that bank might be under pressure and they need to have their cash back as soon as possible as per the terms. So if, for example, 1 month or 1 year, we may have some problems, the ability for us to negotiate with that bank to, like, can we have an extra grace period, for an example? Can we have an extension in time to pay? We're going through a little rough patch right now. that one investor would be hard pressed to accommodate you. However, if you have a variety, if you have more than one, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different investors, and any one of them might be in difficulties, it's just a portion of, and not.
It's
not
easier to pay it's back easier, a small amount.
You know, and to go even further, or even investors are not all local investors, you may have investors from St. Lucia. You may have investors from Antigua. You may have investors from any one of the Caribbean islands, any one of the Eastern Caribbean islands that, you know, participate in the auctioning on the securities market. So if Barbados participates and Barbados, or an investor from Barbados participates, and Barbados is hit by a hurricane, for example, and that investor needs back his money, then Barbados can, you know, that investor can come to us and say, look, the time period has come to renew. I'm pulling out. I'm going to take back my money now and everything. It's one island. Whereas if all of the investment came from Barbados and Barbados got hit by a hurricane, all of the investors are affected.
Therefore, you're under pressure to pay back.
I am now under pressure to pay back. when the time comes, as soon as it is required. So when we diversify the investor base, we spread the risk across a greater area, and there is less a chance of us being negatively affected by the happenings out there.
So with that then, what are the benefits derived for investors from taking government issues debt? What are some of the benefits for them? Because they could go other places and with their money, but what are the benefit for them? How are they? I know the interest is better, as you said, in the bank. That may be one, but what are some of the other things?
The advantages of investing in the government securities market and in government securities, T-bill and bonds, is basically the same. We get investment at a lower cost, but they get higher returns on their investment. The securities market also give them an opportunity to diversify their investment, because they not only have an opportunity to bid on T-bills and bonds that are being issued by the Grenadian government, they have an opportunity to invest in any one of the ECCU islands. So when St. Lucia goes and St. Lucia issues security on the market, they can invest in St. Lucia as well. They can invest in Antigua. They can invest in Dominica. And as a result, they also spread their risk. If they invest all of their funds in Grenada, and I'll use the very same example, Grenada is hit by a hurricane, the ability of the government to service their debts, the ability of the government to meet their obligations on the securities market would be severely diminished and severely hampered. And if it's spread across the islands, then their risk is also spread. What they would have invested in any island that is hit, whether it is by a natural disaster, whether it might be through some sort of financial problem that is going on there, then their risk is also spread. They stand a better chance of not losing all of their investments
in it. What is the minimum amount that an investor could bid in an auction on the regional security market when it comes to bidding on government debt?
At this point in time, the minimum bid is $5,000.
That's US or EC?
EC dollars. $5,000 EC dollars.
So which is about $2,000 US?
Which is about a little less than $2,000 US. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which means that the opportunity to bid on the stock exchange is not as limited as some people may think. You know, people tend to get intimidated when they hear words of the stock exchange, the security market. Their minds immediately tend to fly to what's happening on Wall Street and the Dow Jones, you know, and these sort of things. And they think it's out of
their reach. So it means that a local person here can invest in government bonds.
A local person here can invest in local bonds.
A man may have about $10,000 or $20,000 exactly. Sitting in the bank.
In a savings account.
A saving account. He could move that on the regional security market and make 4% of that money.
Exactly. The only thing is that all auctions or all bidding on the stock exchange must be done through a licensed broker.
Okay.
It must be done through a licensed broker. So an individual would not be able to just pick up the phone and make bids. They would have to contact a licensed broker. And fortunately, we do have a licensed broker at this moment.
Right, and I guess we're coming to that question. Let me just remind our listeners, I'm speaking to Mr. Kerry Peer, who is the head of the Debt Management Unit within the Ministry of Finance. Now, when do these auction take place? You hear government issue bonds, but you don't know when the auction take place. When do they take place?
The timing of the auction is usually established at the start of the year. We would prepare a prospectus, which basically is a document detailing our economic standing or macroeconomic standing, how we would have performed in the past year or in the past quarters. Where do we see ourselves going based on our analysis of the economy? And we would state these are the issues that we plan to do at the start of the year. And that is normally posted on the RGSM website. Mm-hmm. So you can actually go there and see each country, the amounts they plan to issue, the dates they plan to issue, and the currency they plan to issue in. Because we don't only issue in EC dollars. Some countries also do issuance in US dollars. and that is usually posted on the website. So usually at the start of the year, we would go normally by the end of January. Sometimes, you know, if you're not 100% prepared for the latest, the end of February, but by the end of January, the listing of the dates, the amounts, and the currencies of all issuance are usually prepared and posted on the website.
That's for the entire year?
That's for the entire year. Now, during the course of the year, that can vary.
Change.
That can change during the course of the year. Mm-hmm. If at this point in time, based on the analysis we do at the Ministry of Finance, we recognize we're going to need some cash in December, for example, we would prepare the necessary documentation and get it up to the website, you know, as early as possible, because you want investors to know that Grenada is coming to the securities market in December on the 15th to raise 10 million EC dollars.
So they can plan.
So that they can plan.
Okay.
And you want to make certain that all the necessary information is out there, that the persons know how Grenada is doing, they know how we are managing our debts, because investment in the security market is all about confidence in the government and confidence in the economy of the country. People are investing their monies and they want to know that everything is nice, that things are stable, that the growth prospects is good, so that in 91 days, if it's a 91-day bill, they know that there is not going to be any issues as it relates to them recovering their investment and the interest on their investment.
Who is the local broker-dealer firm for us here to invest money on the regional security market?
At this point in time, we only have one local dealer, and that's the Grenada Cooperative Bank. Previously, there were others, but some fell out of the market. And I'll go further to even say that even though we only have one local broker here in Grenada, you are not limited to using only the Grenada broker. There are licensed brokers throughout the Caribbean,
region.
Throughout the region. Okay. And you can choose any broker that you so like.
So how could you find these brokers? Where do you have to go to find?
They are also listed on the stock exchange. All of the licensed brokers are listed on
the
stock exchange.
Okay, so if you go to the regional stock exchange, you would see the list of brokers.
You would see the list of brokers there on the RGSM. I'll go even further, Pastor Simon, to state that we do have islands who don't have any brokers. Antigua, at this point in time, does not have a local broker, but Antigua goes to the stock exchange.
Because they use other brokers?
They use other brokers. Investors use other brokers.
How many auctions were done by Grenada in 2017, and what was the value of the security raised in that year?
In 2017, I believe we had as much as 12 auctions. So we went to the stock exchange 12 times. And we would have raised, I believe, around $190 million on the stock exchange.
All that amount of money? Sorry, I didn't realize.
Now, for all purposes, the majority, if not all of these, were what we call rollovers.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that these were already bills that were outstanding, bills that would have existed prior. And what the investors did is said to us, look, the time has come, the 91-day period has reached, you know, we're here, you need to pay me my interest. But in that same 24-hour period, within that 24-hour period, they offered to buy back the bills for another 90 days. So we call that a rollover. Basically, what we do is that we pay them the interest on the investment, and they loan us the funds for another 91 days.
Okay, wow. So that makes it more sense.
Yes. So it's actually the paying of a debt and the incurring of a debt once again.
It.
And in doing so, we would have rollover $190 million in 2017.
And that was served to help government meet its monthly...
its cash flow issues.
Cash flow issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What instruction were issued in 2018 by the government of Grenada?
We would have given instructions to issue at least two instruments so far, if I remember correctly. In February, we would have rolled over a $10 million treasury bill, but we made some changes. Instead of doing another 91-day bill, what we did is we lengthened the time. So we rolled it over, but we rolled it over to a two-year bond. Instead.
So just go back that a bit. I'm quite clear.
Right. So in February, we had a 91-day bill that became due.
Right. 91 days become due.
It became due.
Right. Your debt becomes due.
Yes, it became due.
To be paid.
To be paid.
Uh-huh.
We paid. We paid the interest.
You paid the interest.
And we paid the debt.
And we paid the debt.
Yes. And we asked the investors, are you interested in reinvesting that $10 million? But instead of going for 91 days, let's do 2 years.
Oh, so they leave their money. They didn't take all their money.
Right. So we got back the cash.
So they may have taken all the interest.
Yes, they took the interest.
But then they left the money.
They invested again for 2 more years.
Okay, interesting.
And the only reason an investor would lengthen the period of time he lent you his money is because of the confidence that he has.
He believes that you'll be able to pay back
your debt. Get his return in the time period stipulated. Now, over the short term, people tend to feel very, very comfortable. If I come to you and I say, Pastor, I need $100 borrow, I'll pay you back tomorrow. You would faster give it to me than if I come to you and say, Pastor, I need $100 borrow, but I need 3 months to pay you back.
Yeah, true.
You know, the shorter period of time, you say that your appetite for risk, you know, is higher.
Right.
Well, I shouldn't say that. Your risk appetite is lower over the short term. So, you know, there's not much risk, so that's okay.
Okay.
But when you have a longer period of time when things can happen and you tell yourself, boy, suppose some unfortunate accident happened, that man died before he paid me back.
You will lose your $100.
I'm going to lose my $100. You know, and that's the sort of thinking that,
right.
You know, investors do.
Right.
You know, so which when I said that Canada has a 30-year bond, that can give you the level of confidence that investors have in the Canadian economy.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, we don't have that level of confidence yet in what is happening here in the Caribbean, which is why we keep trying to build confidence. We keep trying to widen the financial market. As we say, people must know that there are treasury bills and bonds being traded out there.
But I think it is important because, I mean, I knew a little bit about it, but now that I'm talking to you, I know more about it. So, I mean, I have much in the bank, but some of us, I know some people have a lot of money sitting in the bank. I'm getting 1% on, you know, 2% on it. Mm-hmm. They now can take that money, talk to cooperative bank and say, look, I have some money here. I want to invest it in government bonds across the region. And therefore, they can get far more out of their money. Does that include businesses who may have money sitting in an account, they're not doing anything, they too can invest it in short term?
Anyone who has an interest.
Right.
The only thing here that it's not a guarantee because it's an auction. So the most favorable bids win. And for us, the most favorable bids are not the ones that, you know, you'll say, well, all right, I can lend you the money at 5%. The most favorable bids for us are the ones that said I can lend you the money at the lower interest
rate. Right, 3.5.
Or 3. You know? Yeah. So the auction might close. We have a cap. We say the maximum we are going to pay is 4%. But people are bidding. So people always, they try to go down a little lower, a little lower, a little lower in order to get their returns. You know, I think at our first issuance at the start of the year, the bids closed at 5%, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, but it closed higher than normal. The other bid that we had, the bidding closed at 2%.
Wow.
Which is still higher than what is being offered in the savings accounts.
Right, yes.
At the banks. And I must say that the bids were oversubscribed, meaning that while we asked for $10 million, we had people offering as much as $15 million.
You were loaded. I mean, let me ask, are we almost out of time? But let me ask this question. Are you seeing, because government has done the debt restructuring, they have done the homegrown, the IMF has approved what the government has done in the economy. Is that helping the government in raising money on the security market?
It helps. It helps. What we must highlight is confidence. The buying and selling of securities on the securities market is all about confidence. Your ability to convince investors that I can give you your returns on your investment in the period of time that we agree to. And the structural adjustment program has its part to play there. We've shown that we have legislated, you know, what we would call best practices. We've legislated, you know, transparency. We've legislated reporting. We've legislative review. We have the FROC, the Fiscal Review Oversight Committee, which is a committee that is completely outside of government. Membership is by the ECCB. You have the banks, you have other sectors, and they look at what we're doing. They write a report that goes to Parliament that says, yes, we're obeying the fiscal laws, we're doing what we're supposed to do. And when that gets out there, the investors say, ah, good.
Good. Well, you're done saying good, we must end there. Mr. Kerry Pierre, I always enjoy talking with you. Every time you sit here, I have so much to ask you. But I know Dale would send you back soon because we're having a good and, you know, fruitful discussion. He's head of the debt management unit here in within the Ministry of Finance, Mr. Kerry Pierre. And every time you share is always this interesting information. And he talked to us about the regional government security market, RGSM, and how you can raise money. Our local, the bank, they are the local, what do you call them?
Agents, brokers.
Agents here, the brokers for government. And you continue to raise good money on the market. You raised $190 million in 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very good. Congratulations to you and congratulations to the government. I guess you're serving the people well and we appreciate that.
Thank you. And thank you to your listeners for giving me that few minutes at least to explain what it is we're doing in the debt management unit.
And I must congratulate you too. You explain things very well. The person I know come and explain things very well used to be here, Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is the governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. You have a good way of simplifying things and explain it well. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.
Folks, you heard today from the man himself, Mr. Kerry Pierre, who is the head of the debt management unit within the Ministry of Finance. I am Stanford Simon. You've been listening there to the program of Inside Finance. Have a great week. Go to the government website. The program will be uploaded there and also on sgbcgrenada.com. Wish you a great week. Join me next week at the same time for another program of Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.